Cells in Motion Podcast.
Hello, I'm Frank Schlegel, and today I'm on my way in the MPI, the Max Planck Institute for Molecular Biomedicine in Münster. Here, diligent doctoral students are exploring nothing less than the master of regeneration itself. I'm talking about the flatworm. While fishes are able to make a lost tail fin grow back and salamanders can regenerate whole limbs, the flatworm really outperforms them. It's even able to regenerate a head with a functioning brain and eyes. Now, as a layman, I ask myself, how does that work? And also biologists have been keenly interested in this question for over 100 years. With the help of modern technology, they are finally able to get answers. The flatworm researchers from Münster have collected flatworms in Spain, about 1 cm in size, and grow them in plastic boxes, feeding them with calf's liver. In the labs, they examine the worms with various methods, always listening to rock radio in the background. If I, as a human being, accidentally chop off one of my fingers, of course, the lost limb won't grow back. Dr. Kerstin Bartscher, you are a group leader within the Cells in Motion Cluster of Excellence at the University of Münster and head of the research group Stem Cells and Regeneration in the MPI. Please tell me, what would I need to regenerate a lost finger?
To regenerate, you need basically two major things. First of all, you need construction material. So these are usually cells that can divide and they can differentiate into the cell types that were lost. And second, you need kind of construction plan, a coordinate system for the cells to know where in the body they are actually located. And this correlates then with what type of cell they will become. And the flatworms, they have both of these things. They have stem cells, so this is the construction material, and they have muscle cells that represent the coordinate system that inform the stem cells about their position in the tissue.
Okay, so for regeneration I need stem cells which can differentiate into any cell anytime, so-called pluripotent stem cells. In contrast to us humans, who only have got these cells as an embryo, flatworms are full with them.
I'm a gut cell, just like my father. What do you want to be when you grow up?
I don't know, man. I just let myself go until headquarters calls me.
So if the worm, for example, loses its tail, the stem cells react, move to the wound and begin to replace the lost cells and form missing tissues. This leads me to the question, how does a stem cell get to know that there is a missing spot in the organism according to the construction plan? Who tells the cell what it has to do?
So the stem cell is integrated into tissue. It is surrounded by muscle cells and gut cells and all types of different cells. And stem cells are able to communicate with their neighboring cells. This interaction is usually done through signaling molecules. So the surrounding cells, like muscle cells, they secrete certain signaling molecules and they bind to the receptors in the stem cell, and this then induces the activation of different genes that then decide whether a cell will become a muscle cell or a nerve cell.
Hello?
Headquarters here. Got serious business for you. We need a new head, so get moving.
Got it, sir.
Signaling molecules activate the stem cells via different signaling pathways. The team around Kerstin Bartscherer aims to explore exactly those signaling pathways and genes which are responsible for the regeneration process. Modern sequencing technologies and molecular biology techniques make these studies possible. Now let's have a look how the laboratory work looks like and go back into the lab to Florian Seebeck. He's a doctoral student in the stem cell team and has just fetched some flatworms, put them out of their little boxes and placed them on a bowl of ice. Let's see what he's doing.
And then what I do is I have a little microinjector with a glass needle that I move towards the animals to their belly, so to say, so they are lying on their back, because then it's easier to inject them. And then I just move the needle towards them, and when you hear this ring, I'm injecting actually a volume with double-stranded RNA.
This double-stranded RNA Florian Seebeck is injecting here is synthetically produced. It induces a cellular defense mechanism called RNA interference, resulting in the knockdown of a specific gene. Now, if the function of a gene is lost and the flatworm does not regenerate, as it should, the scientist will know that this gene function is important for the regeneration process. To observe the regeneration process after gene knockdown, the prepared flatworms are put on ice again and dissected into three pieces. For this, Florian Seebeck is using a tiny scalpel.
The headpiece has to regenerate its tail structures, the tail piece has to regenerate its head structures, and the trunk fragment has to regenerate its head and its tail structures.
Asexual flatworms do not only regenerate lost body parts, but also reproduce like this. They simply drop off the tail, which then develops into another complete worm. Normally it takes 10 to 14 days until a worm has regenerated a whole organism out of a little piece. Unless important genes and signaling pathways are not functioning properly due to injected double-stranded RNA. A signaling pathway that is already known to be important in this process is the Wnt pathway. In the flatworm, it is part of the coordinate system that tells stem cells where in the body they are located, says Kerstin Bartscherer.
If you disturb this pathway in the flatworms, then what happens? The stem cells, they don't know anymore where in the body they are, so they get the signal that everywhere in the body is a head, and then instead of a tail, a new head will form. And then the worm has two heads, one moving in one direction, the other one moving in the other direction.
Hello?
Headquarters here.
I guess we need another head. Okay, so I'll morph into a nerve cell.
What the heck are you doing, man? Somebody cuts off a tail and you build a second head? You had one task to do and now you messed it all up.
What? Oh, I am so sorry. I'm sure headquarters told me to become a head, not a tail.
By exploring the many little puzzle pieces of regeneration in the flatworm, like the role of the Wnt signaling pathway and the properties of stem cells, the team Stem Cells and Regeneration around Kerstin Bartscherer aims to get the whole picture. Whether we as human beings can find the key to regeneration with the help of these studies, and if one day we can regenerate ourselves like the mutant Wolverine from the X-Men films, remains to be seen. But to understand regeneration in the flatworm in detail should help us to understand the limits of human regeneration to possibly overcome them. Thank you very much for listening to our podcast. I'm Frank Schlegel. See you next time.
Find out more about the cluster on our website cells-in-motion.com.